Welcome to Frustrated and Exhausted, the podcast for women in leadership, where I help you fulfill your ambitions without sacrificing your sanity or your resilience. Hello and welcome back to Frustrated and Exhausted. And if you're listening for the very first time, thank you for being here and welcome to the show. Today I'm talking about who are you now? Who are you now? This is one of the big things that I've grappled with a lot over the years, and the last few years in particular, I must admit. And it's something that comes up for me every time there's one of those big shifts in life. And with it often comes a real shift in our identity, in our sense of who we are. And why am I talking about it now? Well, because it keeps coming up for me. And when I'm talking to friends, it comes up for them too. And the same with clients. So I know it's not just me and it's not just you either. In this episode, I'm going to talk about the impact that these shifts can have and how nostalgia in particular can hold us back. And as well as offering a few kind of ideas for how we can shift our perspective and really embrace who we are now. So we all go through big transitions in life, whether it's getting married, getting divorced, becoming parents, first job, becoming the oldest generation of your family, feeling the weight of new responsibilities or taking on a new leadership role or moving country or, you know, whatever it might be for you. We all have these moments in our lives that feel like big shifts. They're big transitions. We're taking on something new. And that can really feel like a big shift. It can feel like sometimes we're a bit uncertain of who we are now or who we're supposed to be. Because again, you know, we have these beliefs around if I am doing this role, whether that's in your personal life or whether it's professionally, if I am doing this role, then I should be a certain way. I should behave in a certain way. I should be doing these certain things. And so we don't really stop to think about whether that works for us or not. And without even realizing it, we just drift into a different way of being. And suddenly you can get this feeling inside, and I certainly have had this in the last little while, where you feel just a bit not yourself. You feel kind of disconnected, and you kind of hit a point where you're like, is this who I am now? What's going on? I don't feel like my feet are on really solid ground. That can really have a big impact. It can make us feel less secure. It can impact our confidence. I mean, sort of coming back to work after kind of children, things like that, you've suddenly taken on this huge new thing in life that can be all-consuming and feel all-consuming, and yet you're still sort of supposed to operate in the same way that you once did, or you feel that that's the case. And that can be very, very unsettling, and it can really hurt our confidence and sort of sense of security. For me, that's happened multiple times. I remember, and hopefully he's not listening to this, he'll shoot me. When I got married, I was obviously delighted, one of the happiest days of my life for sure, and one of the best decisions I've ever made. But I kind of just went with it. And then afterwards, you know, I was changing my name and I was Mrs. and people were calling me something different. And I remember finding that really unsettling and kind of wondering, well, am I different now or am I the same? There was a big shift at that time in my life because I had been so independent before. And then there was this, you know, the main relationship then became in my life, my husband, my marriage, my partnership. And there's this sort of sense of, well, I can't just make all the decisions on my own anymore, that these things have to be intertwined and I have to consider all these other things. And what does that mean about who I actually am? Have I changed? And I did find that really kind of quite unsettling at times. And it's been the same, you know, children. Last year, I mean, I must admit, when I lost my dad last year, lost is a sort of a bit of a strange way to describe it, I suppose. When my dad passed away last year, he had always been kind of you know, in the way that dads can be, my safe person. He was the person who sort of played that role of being very grounded and solid and dependable. And then suddenly he wasn't there. And this realization that suddenly it was me who was supposed to be that. And that was quite a shock to the system. And it, you know, as well as kind of grieving and going through all of those things, there's also this other weight of responsibility that sort of settles on your shoulders kind of sometimes as you go through these things. And it at times kind of in the last year has left me feeling quite unsettled and, well, who's in that role for me now? Okay, I'm actually, you know, in that role for myself, and I'm now in that role for other people. And one of the things that kind of has come up time and time again, and friends have described the same thing, and you know, clients as well. So I know this is not just me, which is why I want to share that, because sometimes it can feel like it's just you. We can kind of get into this sense of nostalgia, that the sense of nostalgia for who we once were. You know, we know who we are now, we've been through all this stuff, but there's this nostalgia for the simplicity of how things used to be at times. We can get into a sense of comparing who we are now with who we were then. And I think in a work environment in particular, we can have the same expectations of ourselves as we had then, which means that we're trying to carry more. So, you know, with me, when I was in my 20s and I was kind of really, my only focus in life was work and doing a really good job, and, you know, that took up the vast majority of my time, socialising with my friends, bit of shopping, bit of travelling, you know, life was pretty simple. And in a sense, I guess, I'm trying not to judge myself here, but, you know, I could be quite selfish. I was really only responsible for looking after my own needs. And yet, now I can sit there sometimes and think, oh, why am I not able to work in that same way? Why can I not bring that same sense of focus and drive and energy? And I can really find myself judging myself for that quite harshly. But then there's this dawning realization that actually I'm not in my 20s anymore. I'm well and truly almost through my 40s now. God, I'm clinging on to my 40s as we speak. But I'm trying to kind of judge myself as if I'm still should be working in the way that I was in my 20s. But I've got all the responsibility and accountability of someone who is in their late 40s. I've got children, I've got a husband, I've got friends and family who kind of rely and depend on me. There's all this complexity to life now. And I've got a business that I'm running. You know, it's not straightforward. And most people, most women, find themselves in the same place at this point in life. And yet there we are with the same expectations of ourselves to be dressed beautifully, look great, you know, keeping fit, on top of everything all the time. But we can't be. You know, there is literally just not enough time and the energy in the day. And so many of us at this point in our lives can kind of hit a point where we just feel a bit frustrated and a bit exhausted, trying to be perfect all the time. And some of that is to do with the expectation that society places on us. Some of it is to do with our own drive to do what we are capable of, you know, and particularly kind of in work. We know we're capable of a lot. We know we have a lot to bring to the party and we want to enact that. We want to achieve that. And, you know, why not? Why wouldn't we? But we're judging ourselves, we're setting expectations of ourselves as though we were still way back then when life was simple and easy. So what on earth are we going to do about that? Well, life is life and life does get more complicated as we go on. That's normal. And it's also great. You know, we have all these things in our lives now that we didn't have before that enrich our lives and enrich us. But what we often forget to have is some compassion for ourselves. So, you know, noticing how much is on our plates, and not in a way that is, oh God, I've got to do all this stuff, but in a way that's, look at me, I'm pretty amazing, I do all this stuff. Look at all these other women around me, they're pretty amazing, they do all this stuff. And that's not to say we should be doing all the stuff. We should probably be giving it, you know, fairly large chunks of it to other people to do, but that's an episode for another day. But, you know, really kind of looking at how much is on our plate and appreciating the load that we carry and looking at ourselves with some compassion. The second thing I'm going to suggest is maybe we should just really appreciate who we are now. You know, maybe we should try and ditch some of that judgment. I am really trying to do that at the moment because we do a lot. And there's something about actually looking at that and going, look at who I am now. I am more than I once was, not less. Yeah, maybe I've ditched some stuff along the way because it wasn't serving me anymore. Maybe some of the habits that I had or the things that I used to do that actually aren't that helpful to me now in my life, I've got rid of, and that's okay. But who I am now is definitely more than who I was when I was much, much younger. You know, make a list of all the things that you are or that you have now that you didn't then. The things that you can do now that you wouldn't have been able to do then. The skills that you've learned, the strengths that you've developed, the wisdom that you've accumulated. I don't want to sit here like the stereotype wise old crone, but you know, I've seen some stuff, I've done some stuff, I've achieved some things, and I'm still here and I'm still standing and I've learned a hell of a lot along the way. And I think it's really important to give ourselves credit for these things. It's always lovely when someone else notices, when someone else sees you and values you and appreciates what you do for them or what you just do full stop, not necessarily for them. It's lovely to get great feedback. It always gives you that little glow. But there's nothing quite like doing that for yourself. You can't rely on other people always to give you the kudos, to kind of give you the feedback. Sometimes you've got to do that for yourself. So really take some time to think about all the things you've done, you've learned, you've achieved, the way that you've grown, because undoubtedly you have. And that process can be a bit knackering sometimes. And some days it can feel pretty hard. But actually it's amazing. So try going forward every single day to get into a habit of appreciating something about yourself. Some of you this won't be comfortable for. It's not that comfortable for me, to be perfectly honest, but I really do think it's important. And I am really trying now to kind of appreciate myself. And the things that I do and what I'm really capable of every day, to get into that habit of giving myself my own feedback and just using that to feel better about who I am, to appreciate who I am, and to kind of use that to really enhance my confidence and the way that I show up. And how I am for other people as well as myself. If this has sort of struck a bit of a chord for you and you would like a little bit more support to sort of explore some of these shifts that happen to us in life and to build some more confidence, send me a message on LinkedIn or send me a DM on Instagram, you know, wherever you are, I'm probably there. You'll find all the links in the show notes. I'd love to have that conversation. And, you know, any feedback about this episode, again, I always love to hear from people, so do get in touch. Take care. Thanks for listening to this episode of Frustrated and Exhausted. Hit the follow button for future episodes. You can also follow me on Instagram at Resonate Leadership and LinkedIn at Ruth Alexandra Wood. I'd absolutely love to hear from you. Frustrated and Exhausted is brought to you by Resonate Leadership and the wonderful team at the Podcast Boutique. I'm your host, Ruth Wood. Take care and speak to you soon.